This is GQDN for Thursday, February the 9th, 2023. In today's news, we have an IGN article about Nintendo. Call of Duty 2023 speculation. Jackbox Party 10. Ooh. But we begin today with most of this positive news, continuing from yesterday, with a report from DualShockers.com. And they are saying that this is how you can get Twitch drops from Hogwarts Legacy. So all you have to do, go to someone who's streaming Hogwarts Legacy on Twitch, and then you can activate your Twitch drops via the different links that would show up. So if you want your Twitch drops, then that is what you would have to do. So what could you get? Well, you get Merlin's Cloak. You can get the silver dragon-eyed spectacles, the urchin hat, carmine lightning bolt scarf, and the lilac ensemble. All those have different dates and times, so this is actually going up to about the end of this month, or pretty close to the end of this month, and really is active now because everything started at 2/7, except for Merlin's Cloak, which will be available at 2/10/2023. And most everything goes to the 24th. Merlin's Cloak does not have an end date. So there is indeed that. So if you want to play it, and if you're interested in it, it's on Twitch. Now, what could also go to Twitch is Hearthstone, because the next mini set called Return to Naxxramas arrives on February the 14th. So there will be 4 legendary cards, 1 epic card, 2 copies, 17 rare cards, 2 copies of each, and 16 common cards, 2 copies of each. That is what you could get in that 72 card pack. That comes on February the 14th, so next Tuesday? Yes, next Tuesday. So if you're into Hearthstone, have fun with it. I'm looking for a price and I don't exactly see it. But you better damn well believe that there's a price to it. So thanks, Blizzard Watch. Well done. Now we go to Destructoid, and Jackbox is coming. That's Jackbox 10. So what could be in this Jackbox? Well, that's what we don't know, because Jackbox Party Pack 10 will fall this fall, and 1 through 9 are still available on consoles and PC. So we shall see what goes there. We shall see what happens there. Now we go to BlueNews.com, and V Rising is going to have a free expansion in May. And this was done in a developer update, that's number 17 for them, about this vampire survival game. So here is what they said. Quote, "This update will primarily be about strengthening our foundations with new ways to live out of the vampire fantasy. To us, this means enhancing the way you already play, giving more of what you already love. But it also means adding more layers of depth and complexity to the world, masterfully tie things together. We're taking this time to build the game out and prepare for a satisfying endgame, where we can build up to an apex moment that lets you fully realize your potential. That journey should be dense with memorable and diverse experiences. By creating new layers of enrichment, like multiple foes and jewels, we're able to build a game that creates more of these moments. The free expansion will let you build bigger and better layers with more control than ever. Wield new weapons and magic, explore new arenas, and encourage new bosses and factions. Pandoran will get grander, darker, and deeper." End quote. Now, apparently PlayStation had a mini indie showcase, and Eurogamer covered it. So it's Eurogamer.net. And in this showcase, they did talk about Pixel Junk Scrappers Deluxe, Animal Well, Eternites, Pacific Drive, and I have no doubt other games. But we knew that Pacific Drive was coming, and that's one of those driving adventure games. Kind of like one of the highways I'm thinking about, but I can't remember the exact name of the game. But there's a lot of different things that go on there, such as Animalwell, which is coming to PS5 and PC, and it's a pixelated game as it is. Looks pretty interesting. And Eternite, coming out for PS5, PS4, and PC this summer, has more of an RPG feel to it, with some anime mixed in. So that looks pretty good in itself. And of course, Pacific Drive will be coming later this year on PlayStation 5 and PC. So once again, it's another game that just looks really good at what it does. And you're able to drive your vehicle to different places and take on different things, upgrade the car, do all this and that. So all looks good. Something else that might get people excited is some talk on GameSpot.com about Call of Duty 23. So will there be a Call of Duty this year? Well, this is what Jason Schreier on Twitter did say. Quote, I'll write a story at some point, but what happened was Terrix game was planned for 2023. Early last year, they decided to delay Terrix game to 2024 and fill in the blanks with more Modern Warfare stuff from Sledgehammer. At some point, they decided to frame it as a full release. Call of Duty 2022, Call of Duty 2021, Call of Duty 2020, Call of Duty 2019. You get the picture. Now we go to an IGN article that basically debates about what happened with Nintendo Direct and why people are saying that this is the precursor for a Nintendo Switch 2 announcement. Possibly a Switch Pro. Galvin would like that. But given that Tears of the Kingdom and Metroid and all this other stuff we talked about yesterday is coming out, does this mean that we will have a new Nintendo Switch? Very interesting argument there. Oh, you bet we're going to be discussing that there on the weekly show. But I got to put something fun at the end. And seeing that it's Nintendo, thanks to GameSpot.com, the posters for the Super Mario movie are indeed out. And yes, they make fun of a lot of things. First off, there's Mario just running at you. Mario and a couple of his friends with stupid dragon boy up atop. And of course, you have to have the haunted Luigi picture, which is also entertaining. And one of the other more memorable ones is Donkey Kong, because Donkey Kong. GameSpot has all the posters, so you can go check them out as you see fit. And then after that, you can go to thegroupquest.com to check us all out. Or check us out at GroupQuest on Twitter. And go check out DawnForge on Twitter as well. This has been a DawnForge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.